One of my listeners, EarthPet, asked me the following question. I quote, "How would you advise attenuating or controlling compulsions for those without the obsessive component?" Here is my answer. Obsessions are thwarted compulsions. In other words, when one has a compulsion that one is prevented from acting on, one is left with an obsession. Equivalently, compulsions are obsessions that are expressed in behavior. So the relationship between the obsession and the compulsion parallels the relationship between the intention and the subsequent action. And just as there is always an intention whenever there is an action, so there is always an obsession whenever there is a compulsion. Of course, the obsession does not become an object of consideration in its own right so long as it is discharged sufficiently quickly in action, just as an intention does not become an object of attention in its own right if it is sufficiently quickly discharged in action. But just as there is an intention whenever there is an action, so there is an obsession whenever there is a compulsive action. So the situation presupposed by the question does not in fact exist. I will answer all questions put to me in real time, just as I did this one, and I will answer them in audio-video form, just as I did with this question. And please feel free to visit me at my website, www.ocdandphilosophy.com, where you can pose questions and actually chat in real time about OCD-related matters with clinicians and scholars.